It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The latest development this week in an antitrust investigation the European Commission is conducting on Google. The EU body is asking companies that have complaints against the U.S. tech giant to make those complaints public. The request could bring the five-year investigation about whether Google's online influence is outsized closer to a close. So fines for the company could be coming. But Wall Street Journal reporter Alistair Barr says the bigger issue for Google might be brain drain.
If these investigations drag on for a long time, it's not necessarily that they're going to be hit with a big fine, but it could take management focus away from building new businesses. It makes the company more cautious, just not as nimble as other smaller companies.
Barr says that's what happened in a similar antitrust investigation involving Microsoft. This weekend it's Easter, so it's a good time to talk about Easter eggs. Not the kind you paint and dye and hide in real life, but the kind that people hide in video games, internet memes, and television shows. The television show Archer on FX, which follows the trials and tribulations of a United States spy agency, recently put together one of the most epic Easter egg hunts of all time. In one episode of the animated show's sixth season, a serial number on an agent's badge led fans on a journey through the internet. Lead motion designer Mark Patterson hid some 40 clues throughout the season. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Did you, like, basically build this massively weird wormhole that one has to go down, or did you just make a bunch of random Easter eggs in the episodes and then figure out a way to connect them?
No, they were definitely pre-planned. There was not that many at first. There was probably 10 steps, and then it got to the end. Once they got there, I realized that there wasn't enough stuff to sustain it till the end of the season. So I spent probably like a whole weekend adding in about 30 to 40 additional steps. And the only way I could get something into a show was to put it on like a computer screen, because my sort of main role at the company is to produce all the motion graphics and the interfaces on. So anytime someone uses a computer or a phone or something, there's a little graphic on there. And that explains the gap between episode 2 and the next clue being episode 7. I was waiting for something to come along, and I was looking at the scripts and I was thinking like, oh God, there's nothing in this episode.
Let's be real. Who actually found this? It was a plant, right? You had to have planted a breadcrumb on Reddit, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's the nice thing about Archer is the fans are already always looking out for this kind of thing. The very start of it was episode 2. Conway Stern's profile screen in this particular shot was big enough where I could put a code on the screen. So I was able to put a code in hexadecimal. They were left with a code that they thought was an encrypted message. But what they actually had was the encryption key, and they were waiting for a message.
Can you give me a hint of another one that's out there?
In the season finale, there's going to be a code hidden in there, and it's only going to be one frame. And it's only half of the code. The rest of it is somewhere else.
It's on one frame, and it's half of the code.
Yeah, I can't make it too easy anymore.
Mark Patterson is lead motion designer and the primary evil genius, I'm going to say, behind the Easter eggs that are in the show Archer. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I also talked with Archer's co-executive producer, Casey Willis. No need to hunt for that interview. You can find it at facebook.com/marketplacetech. It's Silicon Tally time. Aminatou Sow is co-founder of Tech Lady Mafia, also the co-host of the podcast Call Your Girlfriend. Aminatou, are you ready to try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm so ready. Let's do this.
Okay. 1985.
The year I was born.
I'm going to guess that you're correct about that.
But so I win everything.
It was the year of the first robot-assisted surgery. Did a robot help to bring you into the world? No, probably not, right?
No.
We've come a long way in 30 years, though. Google recently announced it would be getting in the game to develop better surgical robot technology. All right, what do you got for me?
77%.
I'm just going to guess that this is a number that's going to make me sad. 77% of Apple's engineers are men.
It's even worse than that. According to this Harvard Business School study, it's the number of firms that have never had a female investor.
Ugh.
Of venture capital firms. When you think about the Ellen Powell trial and you're like, oh, Kleiner Perkins is a terrible place to work at, surprise, they're actually fairly okay. They have women working there.
All right, I got something for you. $19.99.
The price of the next Chromebook.
Are they that cheap now?
Well, tell me, what's $19.99?
The price of high-definition streaming per month on Jay-Z's new music service, Tidal.
Oh, I knew that. Ugh, I can't believe I forgot. I've been so annoyed about it for the last 2 days. I can't believe I forgot.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, $800,000.
$800,000 is how much money has been sent so far via Snapcash.
That's a good guess, but no. This is the amount of money that that DEA agent and the Secret Service agent who were working on the Silk Road investigation stole.
That story was so crazy to me.
I want the movie to happen. I want Denzel to be in it for sure. And I want Liam Neeson to play a bad guy.
Aminatou Sow is co-founder of Tech Lady Mafia and the co-host of the podcast Call Your Girlfriend. Aminatou, thank you very much for playing along.
Thanks so much for having me. I had such a great time.
There's a special online version of our game for listeners at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.